Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And while the holiday season may be winding down, there's no shortage of collegiate and pro sports action, and no better place to get in on all of that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to bet on any semifinal team to win the championship at 100-1 odds. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get 100-1 odds on any semifinal team to win it all. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. First of all, Greg, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas.
Yes, you too, Jim, and to everyone out there listening, we hope the same for you as well. Yes, a good and quiet holidays, and now we get ready to spring into 2021, Jim, and there's certainly no shortage of Penn State news happening out there.
You're exactly right. Great segue, Greg. Let's get right to it. I'm calling quarter number one, our chance to talk about players coming and going, and there's plenty of both. I want to start with Jason Owe. He declared for the draft. I don't think that was a surprise to anyone, but he may be the definitive going to the draft on potential versus production. First of all, was it the right decision for Owe?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can look at that decision in one of two ways, Jim. Obviously, he's going to, if they have an NFL combine, I can't remember if we talked about this last week or not, Jim, but they still have not put a date on when the NFL combine will be yet, which is pretty strange considering it's, about 2-3 months away. So the fact that they have yet to do that is a little bit odd. I'm sure they'll find some way to do it, even though we're in the middle of the pandemic. So, regardless, even if he just has a pro day in at Penn State, he is going to test out of the room. And I think that there were a lot of games this year, Jim, where I noticed him making an impact that helped somebody else end up on the stat sheet, whether he funneled a play right to a linebacker or whether he chased a quarterback right into an oncoming defensive back for a tackle for loss. I mean, his numbers, if you included the things he helped teammates get, would have looked much more appealing on paper. But you're right. One thing that we never really saw enough of from him was the sacks. And he'd be close at times and not really close the deal. And, you know, would he have been helped by coming back for another year? I think it's possible. I mean, certainly one more year of getting bigger, stronger. I don't know if he can get any faster. He's pretty darn fast for how big he is. But, you know, that kind of thing never helps. At the same time, he is going to get rave reviews from the draft community, and someone's going to fall in love with his athleticism and all of that. And so I can't fault him for making the decision he did, and I wouldn't have faulted him for coming back as well if that's what he had decided to do. So, either way, I think he's going to work out just fine for him. He's going to end up as a high draft pick, and, you know, I think within a couple of years of being in the NFL that we'll sort of forget about the fact that maybe he didn't put up all of the numbers that most would have expected him to during his time at Penn State.
What I find fascinating is if you translate this into a business decision, you hear folks talking about it's a smart business decision. If he gets drafted, say, in the second round this year, it's the smart thing to go out this year. You hear the alternative, which is the smarter business decision would have been to stay another year and get first round money. Do you fall on either side of that argument, Greg?
You know, not particularly, because the NFL can be as much about the, and maybe even more about the second contract, if not the first contract. And as long as this guy doesn't completely bust at the next level, and as long as he doesn't stop getting a little bit better every single year, which is what he's done during his time at Penn State, there's no reason to think he won't do that in the pros. And I think he'll be just fine. So You know, obviously the mock drafts will start coming out kind of more rapid fire now that the season is getting ready to come to a close across the country with the bowls wrapping up and the college football playoff on the horizon here. So we'll see. But I think that, you know, again, the money, he'll end up making the money for sure. But, you know, ultimately, I would be really shocked if he fell to day three. And I think day two in the second or third rounds will be enough to make this decision worth it.
All right, Greg, let's talk about the portal people. Well, Penn State has already had a couple players hit the portal, specifically Judge Culpepper and Antonio Shelton. Culpepper's an underclassman, probably was bypassed. Not a surprise there, at least not to me. But I was a bit surprised about Antonio Shelton, a senior who, because of the 2020 season, is given an extra year of eligibility, and he's choosing to do that somewhere else. Did that catch you at all by surprise?
Yeah, I mean, let me just touch on Culpepper quick. I agree with you. He's a guy who was pretty fascinating coming out of high school, but he also had that little bit of a tweener label, too, where you weren't sure if he was going to be an end or a tackle at the next level. I think it took a little bit too long for Penn State and him to figure that out once he got to State College, and because of that, I think it put him so far behind and it was going to be tough to make up grounds for him to get on the field with a lot of meaningful reps. As for, you know, Antonio Shelton, that one did surprise me a good bit. I mean, clearly, you know, he was a productive guy at Penn State. Didn't have a very good first half of the season, a much better second half of the season. Certainly the Lions would have welcomed him back with open arms, I think, if he would decided to do that. But he wants to go play a sixth season somewhere else. I mean, I don't think it's the worst decision in the world because I'm not sure he's anything more than a sixth, seventh round draft pick, if a draft pick at this point. So, you know, I don't know if he feels like he just needs to be developed more, if he feels like somewhere else is going to give him a chance to get on more of a national stage. I'm not really sure what the motivation is here. You know, that message that he sent out when announcing his decision kind of said that he felt like he needed to move on to continue bettering himself. And I'm not really sure what to take away from that. But yeah, you know, ultimately, if that's what he thinks is the right decision for him, I think Penn State Nation should wish him well, and we'll see how things shake out. But, you know, obviously the key will be he has to find a place where he can be a starter, Jim, because he had that guaranteed almost at Penn State if he had come back, and now that's not so much the case.
It will be fascinating to see where he lands. All right, let's do the other direction, which is, well, first of all, just to make note of it, Shaka Toney did make his decision to go pro. Last week, Pat Freiermuth did the same. No surprises, I think, either place, correct?
Yeah, that's right, Jim. I mean, you know, I really just think, I mean, Shelton might be the exception to the rule across the country this year, but I think by and large, excuse me, Jim, even though these guys have such an opportunity to come back and play a fifth season or a sixth season or whatever, again, it's just such a long time to be at the college level that you have to be really dedicated to football and really think that that one extra year is going to be what propels you to a better spot in the NFL draft. So, yeah, I don't know if any of these guys will take that option. You know, maybe one will at some point here, but it's looking less and less likely by the day.
All right, let's look at some of the incoming players. James Franklin has specifically stated he is looking in the portal, specifically defensive ends and defensive backs. When he references defensive backs, my assumption is he means safety by that. But the first couple players that have come in the portal have, number one, been a running back, John Lovett. And now the second portal player to come in is Johnny Dixon, who's actually a cornerback from South Carolina. Tell us a little bit about those two players, Greg.
Yeah, well, I mean, to just do your safety point quick, you know, with Dixon, a guy that Penn State recruited out of Chamberlain High in Tampa, Florida, a few recruiting cycles ago, that's a guy they were always high on. And he now has some experience in the, obviously, with an SEC at South Carolina, and I think that will help, and he's a guy who could help them right away, just like John Lovett. I will be curious to see if one of the corners on the roster doesn't get some run at safety. You know, they obviously tried that with Trent Gordon a couple years ago. He also, or I guess that change came last year, this past offseason, but regardless, that's not going to happen anymore because he's in the transfer portal as well. So I believe he's now going to play at Arkansas, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be shocked to see them move someone to safety in that corner room just to give it a shot if they don't, or even if they do find a safety in the portal. But yeah, I mean, obviously these are not the two positions that we would have probably made the DraftKings favorite to be the first two positions that they land transfer portal entries at. But you know what? This year, if it showed anything, showed why Penn State recruits running backs in every class and why they take two when they can, because you just never know when a couple of things are going to go against you, and suddenly a room that is loaded is down to its fourth and fifth string guys for multiple games in one season. So, and you know, Lovett's a guy who can come in and, you know, even if he doesn't play a ton, he can make an immediate impact, I think, for sure, especially in short yard situations. So I like what they have there. And then with Dixon, you know, he's a guy who I think they can use in that star position if they want it, or use him as a corner and move one of the other corners to more of that star position role. So I like that pickup there, too. And I don't think the Lions are done in the portal, Jim. They're going to get some more guys and lose some more guys to it before all is said and done.
I believe that's the new reality, Greg. The portal's going to be a major part of the game, and I use the analogy to free agency, specifically how it is in baseball. It's just a part of the game, and I think that's going to be the case going forward in college football. You mentioned that by bringing in another cornerback, looking at the DBs, they're much better off, much more secure at cornerback than they are at safety. Looking at the people that are playing cornerback, is there any logical player there who you think should be or could be moved to safety?
I mean, I think Keaton Ellis might make the most sense just from a body perspective, a ball skills perspective, and he might be the best tackler they have there when he's on the field. So, yeah, I mean, I think he might make the most sense, but we've seen them be willing, Jim, to try any number of guys there, and they'll try a guy. If it doesn't work out, they'll move him back. Here's the thing. If they're going to make those moves, it is imperative that spring practice is normal. So I think that's one thing to really watch for here as we get into 2021 is, you know, those decisions on things like when spring practice starts and what it looks like does not have to be made yet. But we're not too terribly far away from when that time has to come. So I would keep an eye on that, because you really are going to have a tough time moving a guy to a new position if he never gets to practice it before taking the field next year for camp. So I think that's one big key to watch. And all told, you know, they might try a couple of guys there whenever they get back on the field, and then let the ones that thrive after a couple of practices work there. They have time to figure this stuff out, but it is probably going to be something they're going to have to experiment with.
That's definitely the case. And it is going to be interesting as we get towards that spring practice time, if they will be able to have spring practice. Will they have it on time? Will there be a blue-white game? All those questions are still out there, Greg. Hopefully we will get answers before too long. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around, quarter number two, we're going to talk recruiting.
For this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship. And if your team wins, you cash $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.